Have you heard the one about the cow that ate grass from underneath a power line or the kids whose playground was next to some high-voltage towers?
A new high-voltage line over Minnesota farmland has people so angry, they've even written a song.
This line is dangerous to us, to our families, and to our farm animals.
Voices from the Midwest in the 1970s talking about the perceived health risks from the electromagnetic fields generated by the power lines that crisscrossed America, and crisscross America today. After an initial study delivered some disturbing results in 1987, the hunt was on to find out if
America's love affair with electricity may have already produced an unintended tragedy of enormous proportions.
News reporters talking about the risk of high-voltage lines. Here to explain why the crisis developed and whether it still persists today is Eric German, producer at Retro Report. Thanks so much for being with us, Eric.
Thanks for having us.
You know, this is a perfect Retro Report. I remember doing this story. I remember the concerns. I referenced this 1987 study. What was that all about?
That was a study conducted by an epidemiologist named David Savitz, who looked at children with cancer in the Denver area, and he found a correlation between their exposure to the fields emitted by power lines and the incidence of leukemia.
When you have a report like that, the scientific community goes to work immediately to try to confirm those results. And that story was not as well told as the original story. Here's David Savitz.
Over time, as the body of research grew, the importance of our study overall diminished. The line of logic was that these fields are very common and that the logical prediction would be that this would be a major public health problem. And that was simply wrong.
The wrong didn't get translated necessarily to the public. How did that play out?
Well, like you said, the scientific community goes soberly to work and the media goes off to the races. And so this, when it first broke, was a story about something that's everywhere in our modern world. The world runs on electronics, and the thought that it could be secretly killing us was just an irresistibly terrifying story.
Now, is it absolutely the case that there's no possibility that in the future, you know, there won't be some problem of living around power lines or some tipping point won't emerge? I mean, how do we feel about this now?
So there are two separate questions here. In the 1980s and 90s, we were told by the media that this would constitute a major public health threat. This would be the next smoking. And the science came back on that question, and the answer is overwhelmingly no. It's not a major public health threat. It's not like smoking. It's not going to cause big epidemics of cancer. There are some narrower questions out at the edges of detectability about whether or not these lines have any effect at all, and those questions remain unsettled. A lot of scientists, David Savitz included, the guy who did the original epidemiology, have come to believe there probably is not any kind of a threat at all. And the kind of numbers we're talking about, just so you understand, the only place that power lines have been shown to be correlated with cancer in a consistent way is with childhood leukemia, which begins as a very, very rare disease. If you filled up Madison Square Garden with children, one child in that entire stadium would contract leukemia per year. That's the baseline rate of leukemia in the United States. If the epidemiology is picking up anything at all about the effects of power line EMFs, you'd be talking about one more kid in that stadium. And we have to understand also that nothing has been proven in terms of how these fields would be causing this to occur at all. And so the epidemiology on this is actually quite weak.
So are you off next to discover the brain tumors from cell phone use?
I didn't look into cell phones, but it's a similar question. What you're talking about is the electromagnetic spectrum. And one of the things that freaks people out is the word radiation is used to describe this kind of energy. The problem is when we hear the word radiation, we think of what comes out of nuclear reactors, right? But this is vastly less powerful, and it's a difference in kind rather than in degree. It's like saying there is such a thing as a projectile, but there's a very big difference between what comes out of a 357 Magnum and what comes out of a pea shooter. And the stuff that we're talking about here, power line EMFs, are on the bottom end of the spectrum. They're less powerful than the waves coming out of AM radio by about 500 times.
Eric German is a producer for Retro Report. Eric, thanks so much.
Sure.